Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right. 2 weeks to stop the spread. The nuclear spread.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
I remember that phrase.
2 weeks to stop the spread, except this time it's not a hoax.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just something Deborah Birx cooked up to buy herself more time to kill the U.S. economy and help Joe Biden.
Scarfini, is that what you
Yes, Scarfini. What a mess that woman was. Okay. Yes, 2 weeks to stop the spread of, honestly, a nuclear-armed Iran. Donald Trump does not want his legacy to be a nuclear-armed Iran. That would be a disaster. And so, you know, what are the options on the table right now? And General Jack Keane laid this out. Yes, Israel theoretically could launch an attack on Fordo. But if they're talking about it on Fox News, Iran's going to be prepared for that. But, you know, yeah, it is possible there are other options.
There are alternatives. They're just not as good. I mean, Israel can certainly conduct a ground raid, you know, secure the facility and then blow it up and try to get out of there without taking a lot of casualties. There's a lot of risk associated with that. They successfully, back in 2020, took down the power grid that supports Natanz, and a lot of the centrifuges as a result of that were destroyed because the centrifuges got to keep spinning. You could also take down the ventilation system and deny that, obviously, ventilation to people working there. So there are alternatives, but none of them are quite as good as an airstrike with a bomb that has the capability to deal with the deepness of this target. 300 feet into the ground is quite formidable in trying to penetrate and achieve destruction. So it is the preferred option, but obviously, as you asked, there are other options. It's just more risk associated with those other options.
But there's not unlimited risk. There's not limited risk either with hitting Fordo.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yesterday, it's Russia, right? So take it with a grain of salt. You don't know, but Russia was warning yesterday about Israel hitting Iran's Bushehr nuclear plant. That's not the big one. That's not Fordo, but hitting the Bushehr nuclear plant could cause a Chernobyl-style catastrophe. They claim they...
thanks, guys.
Yeah. They claim they... What the media had made much hay of this yesterday, the mainstream media, who's doing anything they can right now to save the Ayatollah and to get a nuclear-armed Iran, which has long been the goal of the Democrat Party, as we have aptly demonstrated here on this show, I think, over the years, starting with the pallets of cash and moving on from there. But the head of Russia's Nuclear Energy Corporation warned that an Israeli attack on Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant could lead to a Chernobyl-style catastrophe. They say they know this because they built it. That's a lot of Russian tech in there that they helped.
Yeah, if anybody knows about a nuclear disaster, Russia knows, because they're the responsible for them,
right?
The world's worst.
Exactly. So, it's Russia. You never, Russia tell the truth half the time, and that's what makes it so interesting. The other half the time, who knows? I mean, you just don't know with Russia.
But see, they've also got skin in the game because Iran is their ally.
Yes.
You know, Iran is providing them with some things. Russia's, you know, get certainly benefits from the situation. So, you know, there's...
However, in the back of my mind...
Oh, I know, yeah.
This is my worry. It's also my worry for Fordo that you go in there, you do succeed in destroying the nukes, the nuclear capacity, but there's some kind of enviro disaster and, you know, people are, you know, innocent in Iran. The civilians are innocent. They're not what their government is. So this is fraught with a lot of risk for Trump. And I have no doubt that he wants to, and I would too, take a few weeks just to make sure he's got all the details on this.
The thing is, would you want a nuclear disaster in the sight of the enemy that has the weapons, or would you prefer that they put that weapon on a missile and distribute that nuclear material somewhere else?
See, and that's the big problem. I've been talking about this since the Obama administration, mm-hmm. when somebody inside the IRG, basically Iran's military, leaked the plans to detonate a nuke over America to take out our grid. And
that's the so-called EMP event.
Yes,
that,
the EMP
that we've
event.
We've been worried about for decades.
It was very detailed. There were congressional hearings on those plans. And they were told in no uncertain terms, we still have all the audio, that the plan Iran has would work if they had the nuke. That you could, yes, you could do it. Would you take out the entire grid? Probably not, because it's not all connected, right? It's like not all one grid. But could you do a lot of damage to it? Yes. We would have just an absolute catastrophe, societal collapse, because the economy would collapse. It would be a disaster. So that was a legitimate plan that they had, that somebody inside there, and there's a lot of enemies of the Iranian government throughout Iran and in the Iranian government and in the Iranian military. So that plan leaked. This is a very real threat. And I just want to say something, okay, because I understand what's going on. There's just such a brawl going on, particularly on X. There is an internal civil war going on about this, okay? We have spent so much time fighting fake enemies while our real ones get away with literal murder.
Yeah.
This has gone on and on and on and on. And I keep saying, you know, I mean, let's just look at the last 2 weeks, shall we?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And our enemies watch this, right? I mean, China has sent not one, but two bioweapons, we've learned. And it's almost like China read the Book of Revelation and went, that is a really good guidepost. Let's do that. Let's have every kind of plague and pestilence imaginable. And they're just sending it here with their spies, i.e. students. I mean, you're talking about blight. If you've ever grown something in a garden, you've seen regular variety blights, it'll make you throw your hands up and walk away. I mean, this is nuclear scale. Then you're sending this roundworm. The blight itself could cause reproductive problems. If just a tiny bit of it gets into the system, could cause people to lose liver function and destroy entire crops. Then you've got the roundworm. That's, if you look at it, that's the China said. That's the other side of this. I was watching a podcast on it. That's the other side of this. One of those takes out our ag, you know, the grains that our food chain's, you know, built on. The other side takes out the meat, the animal side of it. And you see the look side of it. I mean, this is literally China planning to destroy the entire farming and agriculture industry in the United States of America.
Now, I've learned to do without bread for a while, but not the meat. No.
No. I mean, you got to have one or the other. I mean, you got to eat something,
exactly.
Right, at some point.
I'll go for the protein.
Yes. I mean, you can't subsist on air. But so that, I mean, that's just the last couple of weeks. I mean, this week alone, and we're learning now. I mean, I still think this is the biggest story of the week, and it's not Iran, not in America. Iran's number two story of the week. This is what is so maddening. The number one story of the week is the FBI covering up the mass theft of millions of people's data on TikTok Americans, and then the using of that to create fake licenses with which to create fake ballots in the 2020 election. Again, we caught 20,000 of those licenses coming in from China via Hong Kong, the Customs and Border Patrol did. Do you even know? I know you know, Lee, but do you even know that? It got buried this week, and the FBI went through, not only stripped all of that intelligence and destroyed the intelligence documents, but it went one worse. It destroyed any evidence that had ever been on the computers. China And that's just this week. Okay. That's just what we learned China did this week. They may well have stolen the 2020 election for Joe Biden. And we've got trade talks scheduled with them. They are trying to kill us. That does not even count the 1.1 million Americans killed by COVID. Okay, that figure is probably 50% of that. It's pretty consistent around the world. The rest of it was faked with the way they coded it. You know, you died in an auto accident, but your corpse tested positive for COVID. Okay, COVID death. No, not. But the other, you know, the other half a million of us that are dead, that's real. The almost 300,000 dead of fentanyl poisoning, that's real. Volt Typhoon is real. They admitted to that in December. That was in the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, we hacked you. Oh, by the way, we could get you grid anytime we wanted. You mean our water treatment plants? Yeah, them and the nuke plants. And it's like it doesn't happen. And I mean, we're talking about who have we been fighting instead? Russia. Again, I don't mean to go off on that, but can you name a single thing Russia has done to us? You can't, because they haven't. You got to go all the way back to the Cold War. That was a different government. It's a totally different era. Putin has the Communist Party on their heels in that country. You don't want to come out as a communist. You'll fall out a window. So not good people. But when you compare them to China and Iran, I mean, the idea, I mean, think about this for a minute. Just to put this in perspective. We go after Iraq on rumors of weapons of mass destruction, which it turned out were not true. It's a very, very big stretch for our side to even say, oh, we found them. No, we didn't. We knew he had the chemical weapons. That's not new. Okay, we go after them. But Iran the whole time after killing, and I'm going to run down all the Americans they've killed, it's just like enriching uranium, trying to get to a nuke, and we're just ignoring it. I mean, we have spent so much time fighting our fake enemies and letting our real ones prosper at our expense while they actually do kill us that I can see how this is frustrating to some people. But I'm here to tell you, Iran is the first real enemy that we have fought besides the Taliban and Al-Qaeda since I've been doing this. The rest were fake enemies or enemies who, like, you know, we'll keep them under control of trade. We'll keep our eye on them. We don't trust them, but we're not going to go drop bombs on them. I mean, think about it. We have done more bombing of Russia, think Joe Biden ballistic missiles, deep inside Russia. That was us. We were running, our generals were running that whole thing out of Badenberg, Germany. In response to what? What did they do? I mean, shoot. Iran killed three of us last year, plus two Navy SEALs. They've been bombing our ships. And we're like, oh, well. Let's go kill somebody who, you know, isn't. And so we need to start killing our real enemies. We need to start fighting our real enemies and stop fighting our fake enemies. Stop creating fake enemies and kill the real ones. Texter writes, why do we keep financing our worst enemy by buying their product? Look, I love Trump. I do. But when I see trade talks, I'm like, after this week, they tried to kill our livestock, kill our crops. Oh, and they probably stole the 2020 election with a little help from the FBI. But no, really, have trade talks with them. We'll cut a deal. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll work.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.